We are? So, yes, Revelation chapter 3, verse 14, the church of Laodicea. And unto the angel of the church of Laodicea write, these things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God.
Andělu pak církve Laodicenské píš, toto praví Amen, svědek ten věrný a pravý, počátek stvoření Božího.
How about if we go through a verse at a time?
Co říkáte, kdybychom si prošli jeden verš po druhém?
The angel of the church of Laodicea.
Anděl církve Laodicenské.
Does every church have an angel?
Má každá církev anděl?
Does your church have an angel?
Má vaše církev anděla?
Now, what do we mean by an angel?
Co myslíme andělem?
Is it okay if we talk about this? You mean there was a heavenly being that with big wings and he came down from God to talk to Laodicea? It doesn't say the letter is to Laodicea, it says to the angel of the church of Laodicea. So the angel then was to take the message to Laodicea, am I right?
Takže ten anděl měl za úkol vzít ten dopis a přednést ho Laodicenským, je to tak?
All right, so let's go again. Was this a heavenly being or was this an earthly being?
Bylo to tedy nebeské stvoření anebo zemské stvoření, ten anděl, o kterém tady mluvíme?
Would God use a heavenly angel as a messenger to go to the church? And the angel would then come and stand up here in front and say, this is what God has to say about you. You know that the word angel, you know what the word actually means?
Víte, co znamená slovo anděl?
It means messenger.
Anděl jednoduše znamená
so it could be heavenly messenger, it could be a human being.
Tak to může být,
a living human being, I mean, not a dead one.
Může to být lidský posel, člověk v těle a v krvi.
You know, heavenly angels and human beings that are dead do not need to hear the word of God said to them. They are in the presence of God.
Ti nebeští anděle a ti lidé, kteří zemřeli, bratři, ti nepotřebují, oni jsou v Boží přítomnosti, takže mají to slovo, to Boží slovo ve své přítomnosti.
So this is a man who has some kind of responsibility for the church of Laodicea.
Takže tady mluvíme o nějakém člověku, který má zodpovědnost.
And John apparently is going to give this message to this man and say, this is specifically for your church.
A Jan se zjevně chystá předat tohle zvěst tomhle tomu poslu, tomu andělu, tím, že tohle je zvěst nebo zpráva pro tvoji církev.
So what is the place that John has insofar as these churches are concerned?
V jakém postavení je tedy apostol Jan vůči těmto církvím?
John is, what ministry is John?
A jakou služebnost reprezentuje Jan?
Is he a bishop?
Šupa?
Oh no. No, John would not allow that.
Kde pak Jan?
But do you know something? Bishops were being formed in the days that John was still alive.
A víte co? Už v té době, kdy byl Jan dosud naživu, tak už začali vznikat biskupové.
Some of the men that studied under John became bishops in the church.
Tak se stali biskupy v církvi.
Mm-hmm. No, John was an apostle.
Ne, Jan byl apoštol, to víme.
Amen. God does not appoint bishops in the church. Now, the bishop is, we'll talk about that another time. Anyway, bishop is a Roman thing. It's a Latin word. It has no place in the true word of God. Find it in your King James Bible, cross it out, and write something else in there.
Protože tam patří něco jiného. Nevím,
well, just write the word overseer there.
Napište si tam slovo dohlížitel, overseer, ten, kdo má dohled, ten, kdo dohlíží.
Amen. So it's an apostolic message coming from God to a church.
Je to tedy,
can we receive that?
Apoštolské slovo, které je posláno Bohem té církvi.
You know, the apostolic ministry has not come to an end when John died.
Takže apostolská služba nedošla ke konci, neskončila, když zemřel Jan.
There are churches, there are people that say, oh, the apostolic ministry is all done away with, it's all gone, you know, there's no more apostle.
Jsou lidé, jsou církve, které jsou přesvědčeny, že to apoštolství zaniklo, v apoštoli už nic takového není, neexistuje, žádný apoštol už nejsou.
I have to tell you something, Roman, you're probably the only man here that remembers what I'm going to tell.
Něco řeknu.
Way back when... What did you say?
I did not translate that.
Oh, they all understood anyway. Because you don't need translation here. He's doing it just for the record. Amen. Okay. Way back when we were here and we stayed in Skalka. Do you remember those days?
I remember those days.
Yes. You do too. But you weren't here all the time. There was a sister that was coming to the meetings. You probably remember. She was a nurse. She worked on some rescue helicopter thing.
Byla to jedna sestra, která lítala s vrtulníkem, nebo tomu směřovala. To byla taková záchranářka.
And one day she said to me,
a jednou mi řekla,
there are some other people in Prague that believe the same thing you do. The same thing you preach.
Řekla, tady v Praze jsou ještě jiní lidé, jiná skupina, kteří věří přesně těm věcem, které ty kážeš.
And I said, oh, I would love to meet these people in Prague that are preaching the same word that we're preaching.
Říkal, no, tyhle lidi, tuhle skupinu, kteří káží stejné věci, těma se musím potkat.
About what, 1993 or 94 or something? 20 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. So I said, set up a meeting and we want to meet these men. So there were two men that came. They said they were from a church in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Murfreesboro.
Řekli, že jsou z nějaké církve, z nějakého Murfreesboro v Tennessee.
And they said, well, we understand you guys believe the same thing we do.
Oni říkají, no, slyšeli jsme, že věříte stejný věcem jako my.
And so I think they must have asked the first question. They said, so what do you believe? Well, where do you start? So I thought, okay, let's start with fivefold ministry. So I said, well, we believe that in the true church there is still the ministry of the apostle and the prophet and the evangelist and the shepherd and the teacher.
My věříme, že v té pravé církvi stále ještě existují ty boží služebnosti apoštol, prorok, evangelista, učitel, pastýř.
And the man said, oh no, the apostle and the prophet, that ministry died when John died, he was the last apostle, it's no more, it's all passed out of existence.
No. Tyhle ty služebnosti to skončilo s Janem, apoštol Jan byl poslední apoštol, nic takového už dneska není.
And so I said, oh no, I said, I personally know a man who has the apostolic ministry. In fact, he's going to be here in about 2 weeks. And the one man said, well, will he raise the dead? I said, well, bring the dead and we'll find out. You know, that might have been a little embarrassing for Brother to see if they'd really brought a dead body. But nevertheless, it was a truth. Bring the dead and we'll find out. Spiritually dead? Yes. We'll raise the dead. Yes, come on. Haven't you been raised from the dead? To live in newness of life in Christ Jesus. Amen. So the name of the church is Laodicea. Do you know that names have meanings? You know, just because it's in another language that's different from your own, you give your children names. You know, those names have meanings. And before you name your children some stupid name, you really ought to research the meaning of that word before you call your child by that word. Laodicea is another one of these Greek words. I'll call it a Greek word. And it's kind of a two-part word. Leo. Could anybody guess? I mean, you don't have to be a rocket scientist. What does Leo mean? People. Yeah. The people. For instance, the word Nicolaitan. God says he hates the Nicolaitans. In fact, he told two of the other churches, I hate the Nicolaitans, I hate the deeds of the Nicolaitans, I hate the doctrine of the Nicolaitans. So Nicolaitan means Nico, the people. Nico, to rule over. Laity, the people.
Nico znamená vládnout, ovládat. A Laos znamená lid, to znamená vládnout lidem, ovládat lidi.
And it's basically, part of that word is the same word that the churches use today to describe the people.
A je to stejné slovo, které dnes církve používá k tomu, aby se popsala lidi.
The church system that rules over the people, they call you the laity, and they call the ministers the priests and the pastors and this type of thing, which is really ruling over another class of people.
Je to v podstatě součást toho systému církevního, který rozděluje lidi na laiky a duchovenstvo nebo kněží, a v podstatě to znamená, že jedna nadřazená skupina vládne nad jeho podřazenou skupinou lidí.
It's making two classes of people.
Rozděluje lidi na dvě skupiny.
A ruling class and a ruled class. So now here we have a city that is named Laodicea. And what it means is it means to have the rule of man. Let me give you some descriptive words, okay? It means justice or judgment by man.
Znamená to soud nebo spravedlnost člověka lidskou.
Vengeance or punishment by man.
Odplata nebo trest člověkem.
By the people.
Lidmi.
By the people.
Lidem.
How? What word would we use today to describe this kind of government?
Jak byste dnes popsali nebo vyjádřili takovouhle vládu nebo takhle způsob vlády?
Democracy.
Demokracie. Je to tak?
Rule by the voice and the vote of man.
Je to vláda hlasu lidu. Lidé vládnou svým svým hlasem.
Do you know that Christ never campaigned for democracy?
Myslíte si, že Ježíš Kristus nikdy neagitoval pro demokracii?
You know, there were some very undemocratic rulers in process at the time of Christ.
V době Krista vládli někteří velmi nedemokratičtí vládcové.
What about Herod? King Herod. Do you think he was a real nice democratic type of fellow?
Uhlavený, příjemný, demokratický chlapík.
Do you think he was afraid of what he had done, that he might not get re-elected the next time?
Myslíte, že se bál, že když udělal něco špatně, že ho příště nezvolí?
No. He wasn't afraid. There was no democracy. It was not ruled by man. It was ruled by a man, not by the people.
Nebál se ničeho, bylo to jedno, protože to byla vláda jednoho člověka.
And it was unjust. There was a lot of injustice in Christ's time.
V době Krista panovalo velké bezpráví, mnoho bezpráví.
He didn't go around preaching a social gospel.
Ale Ježíš nechodil a nekázal nějaké sociální evangelium.
You hear me?
Rozumíte mi?
No.
Depak.
There was slavery.
Bylo otroctví.
What did he say to the slaves?
Co říkal Ježíš otrokům?
Serve your master. Obey your master.
Služte svým pánům. Poslouchejte své pány.
But you are to serve the Lord.
Ale služte pánům.
He did not suggest that there should be any kind of rebellion.
On nenaznačoval, nemluvil o tom, že by mělo být nějaké povstání nebo rebelie, nějaká spoura.
So here we have a town that is named after rule by the people.
Takže tady máme město, jehož název je vláda lidu, vládnutí lidmi.
Now what does this have to do with an end time church?
Co to má společného s církví poslední doby?
Is there not a trait of this in the end time church?
Není snad stejný prvek církví poslední doby?
Whereas the pastors and bishops have quite a hand in ruling over the church.
Kde biskupové a pastoři mají silnou ruku a silnou ruku vládnou v církvích.
The trends and the beliefs of the crowd are still moving the church.
Ty různé trendy a přesvědčení davu vládne církvi.
Well, the leadership gets together and they say, well, you know, we really need to be with the times. We really can't, you know.
Sejdou se vůdce a říkají si, musíme držet krok s sebou.
These old-fashioned, these conservative people with values of 100 years ago. No, we have to be with the times, you know. We won't have any young people if we don't bring in a little rock music and Christian rock and Christian rap and Christian whatever, you know.
Bez pořádné muziky, rapu, rocku, samozřejmě křesťanského, když nám tady nezůstanou žádný mladí lidé.
So we really need to hear the voice of the people.
Musíme naslouchat dobře hlasu lidu, co lid žádá.
So anyway, that's the kind of church they were.
To je ten typ církve, o které tady mluvíme.
They were a church in name, but they were following the ways of the world.
Byla to církev, která následovala cesty a způsoby tohoto světa.
And this is basically the end result of apostasy.
A toto v podstatě je výsledek odpadnutí. To je důsledek odpadnutí.
You're familiar with what Paul said in Thessalonians, aren't you?
Víte to, psal apostol Pavel
Let me just read a verse or two from 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. It says, "Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto Him." That's the first verse of chapter 2.
Prosíme pak vás, bratři, skrze příští Pána našeho Jezu Krista a naše shromáždění v něm.
Now Paul is really talking about the second coming of Jesus Christ.
Pavel skutečně mluví o druhém příchodu Ježíše Krista.
He's talking about the every eye shall see coming of Jesus Christ.
Mluvíme o tom příchodu Ježíše Krista, v jeho uzří všeliké oko.
He's not talking about the secret coming in our heart.
Nemluví o tom skrytém Kristově příchodu do našich srdcí.
He clearly uses the word parousia here, which means the grand coming.
Velmi jasně řečeno je tady použité to slovo parousia, které mluví o tom velkém, slavném, zjevném příchodu Krista.
And then we'll just lay verse 2 in here, that ye be not soon shaken in mind or troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand.
Abyste se nedali rychle vyrážeti v mysli ani kormoutiti, buď skrze ducha, buď skrze řeč, neb skrz lid, jako od nás poslaný, jako by nastával den Kristův.
Now I don't know the exact year that Paul wrote this. Let's say somewhere around 2,000 years ago.
Nevím, kdy přesně byl tenhle dopis, kdy ho Pavel napsal, zhruba před 2000 lety, před 2000 lety.
And Paul is saying in this passage, he's writing to his time, he's saying, listen, Christ hasn't come.
A on píše těm lidem, kteří žili tehdy, v těch dnech, a jasně jim říká, poslouchejte, Kristus ještě nepřišel.
How do we know he hasn't come?
Podle čeho to víme, že ještě nepřišel?
Next verse. He says, let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition.
Třetí verš. Ta třetí verš to vysvětluje. Nezvodíš vás žádným způsobem, neboť nenastane, leč prvé přijde odstoupení, znamená odpadnutí, a zjeven bude ten člověk hříchu, syn zatracený.
So Paul is saying that there are two conditions that have to be met before the literal second coming of Jesus Christ.
Ale tady říká, že jsou dvě podmínky, které musí být splněny před tím, než do toho příchodu, do toho druhého příchodu Ježíše Krista.
Okay, what are the two conditions?
Co jsou ty dvě podmínky, jaké jsou?
Come on, help me out here.
Pomozte mi.
Number one is what?
Takže první je?
Say it. There you go. The F word, falling away.
Takže první je to odpadnutí, jo, odstoupení.
Or we could say a better word, apostasy.
Je tam to slovo
It's a Greek apostasy, kind of a Greek word that's apostasia or something like that. Yeah, I don't know. It's almost the same as the English word apostasy. And apostasy means
a odpadnutí znamená
defection.
Znamená vlastně jako zběhnutí.
Defection.
Zběhnutí.
Have any of you men been in the army, the military?
Z vás, kdo jste byli na vojně, tak tohle slovo znáte. Kdo tady někdo na vojně?
There's no ex-soldiers here? Among? You weren't? No? Who was? Oh, Kamel was. Oh, you were. You were the mighty fighter. Okay, so let me ask you a military question.
Takže jedna otázka z ženského prostředí.
You're in the heat of battle.
Jste někde v prudké bitvě.
The enemy is shooting at you and you guys are under the command of your
Nepřítel na vás útočí, páni, a jste pod přímým velením svého velitele.
Your superior officers, they're telling you, you must advance against the army.
A příkazní, postupujte kupředu.
And you, Joe soldier, decide, I don't like this.
A vy jako voják, jako Honza, si řeknete, mě se to nelíbí.
This is not what I thought it was all going to be about. I'm going to run away and hide. What are you doing? You are deserting, you are defecting. In the heat of battle, what is the penalty for the man who defects, who deserts in the heat of the battle? Death. Did they really do it? Oh yes, they really did. Let me tell you something. My oldest brother was in the Korean War. Rita's father was in the Korean War. And he was a medic. He wasn't supposed to be carrying a gun, although he had a gun. And he told me that he was stationed underneath a machine gun.
To svoji medicínu, když tam vykonával, tak vlastně měl stráž, byl zajištěný nějakým samopalem.
This big gun had four barrels.
Na té pozici byla chráněna, nebyl to samopal, byl to čtyřhlavý kulomet.
And the North Koreans were coming against them. He said they came, they were drugged by the Chinese, and they would be given only a wooden stick for a weapon. The North Koreans. They were drugged as well.
Yeah.
The Chinese drugged them. And these guns would all four barrels going. He said the barrels were about this big around with a little hole. And he said they got so hot, white hot, that you could see the bullets start out of the gun. It was, the metal was that hot. And it was a very hot battle.
To stanoviště, které bylo chráněno tímhletím kulometem, tak jedna zbraň tam nebyla, ten jako používali, až se úplně rozhavil ten kulomet.
And the captain of the American force had commanded the force to advance.
A potom ten kapitán těch Američanů zavolal k postupu kupředu.
And some of the soldiers got together and they said, we're not going that way, we're going to go the other way.
A někteří z těch vojáků nechtěli a řekli, jako nějak se rozhodli, že nebudou postupovat přímo, ale že to vezmou někudy jinudy.
And when the captain, I don't know what his rank was, colonel or whatever he was, that was commanding the machine gunners.
A když ten velitel, ta jednotky, který měl také pod svým velením a tenhle kulomet.
When he saw them turn and run.
Když viděl, jak se ti vojáci obracejí a utíkají.
He said to the machine gunner, cut them down. I did not tell them to retreat.
Tak dal příkaz tomu kulomečíkovi, aby je střelil, protože řekl, já jsem nedal povel k tomu, aby ustupovali.
Now that's how serious the military takes the order of command in their organization.
Takhle vážně se bere ten příklad postupu, respektive k tomu, když někdo jako utíká, když někdo zběhne, jak je to vážné provinění.
Now how do you think God looks at defection among his people?
Jak se Bůh dívá na zběhnutí v řadách svého lidu?
He's telling Paul to write to the Thessalonians and tell them that we use the term turning away. It doesn't really say what it's really doing. Turning away is not a good word. Rebellion is a better word.
My tady čteme odstoupení, ale to není, to nevystihuje tady tu podstatu toho slova. Mnohem lépe by to bylo popsáno slovem spoura, revolta.
So there's two things that have to happen before the day of the Lord. First, the church must go into a rebellion.
Jsou dvě věci, které se musí stát předtím, než přijde Ježíš Kristus. Za prvé, církev se musí dostat do revolty, do spoury.
And second,
druhé,
the man of sin that we will call the Antichrist must reveal who he is.
Ten člověk hřícha, kterého nazveme Antikristem, se musí zjevit, aby byla vidět jeho pravá, jeho pravý charakter.
Now, how many of these two things have happened now in the year
2014? Kolik z těchto dvou věcí už se stalo v roce 2014?
Has there been a rebellion in the church?
Je v církvi spoura?
Of course there has. I mean, the churches are ordaining lesbian and homosexual men and women to be their pastors.
Když se podíváte, co se děje v církvi, kde to došlo tak daleko, že církev ustavuje homosexuály a lesby za své pastory a vedoucí.
For example, I could give you many more examples, but to me, this is one of the worst examples.
Mohl bych vám dát mnoho dalších příkladů, ale z mého pohledu je to jeden z nejhorších příkladů toho, co se děje.
Is that not rebellion?
Není
to appoint an openly sinful person to lead the congregation?
Otevřeně ustanovit člověka, který žije v hříchu, jako někoho, kdo má vést shromáždění, církev?
We're talking about an end-time church.
Mluvíme o církvi poslední doby.
Do you know what a brother told me recently?
Víte, co mi nedávno řekl jeden bratr?
I don't know the big name singers, Christian singers. I don't know their names. I don't keep up with them.
Já neznám jména takových těch křesťanských zpěváků s velkým Z, jo, těch.
And this is a brother who is big. He knows more about, I mean, he's forgotten more about music than I will ever know.
To je člověk, který to o té hudbě zapomněl mnohem víc, než kolik já budu někdy znát. Jako prostě,
he said, did you know that this big name, and he named the name of this big Christian musician, has just announced that he's a homosexual?
Jmenoval nějakého středního křesťanského zpěváka. Zrovna se nechal slyšet, že homosexuál.
Oh no, this was a year ago that he told me this. Maybe more. I don't know when it was. Some big name that just said that he was a... And I said, so what happened? Did he lose all his record sales and did his promoters all pull his sponsorship?
Co se stalo zrušenému jako vydávání té muziky? Všichni sponzoři se stáhli.
He said, never made a ripple.
Ne, to nemělo naprosto žádný vliv.
Didn't change a thing.
Nezměnilo to jedinou věc.
Just go on, business as usual.
A pokračuje dál, je to business.
You see what's happening? These are our stars, our idols.
Víte, ty hvězdy...
Come on, this applies to Laodicea.
To jsou modly a mluvíme o Laodicei.
Amen. Rita and I were just, we were passing somewhere, I don't know, London or somewhere, we go by these little, London has got more little tabloids than you ever heard of. You know what a tabloid is? These little newspapers?
They
tell all the gossip and all the trash.
Bulvár, takové ty, které publikuje všechny ten...
Right there in the corner, a Hollywood actress just announced that she's married her girlfriend.
Takový ty zprávy typu hollywoodská herečka oznámila, že si vzala za manžela svoji přítelkyni. No, takové ty zprávy.
Yeah, I mean, our idols are falling, and man does not care. They'll still follow the idol. The big stars in sports. This one has been found to be taking drugs now for years. Ho hum. Another one now, a big baseball player, the first, they mention it every day on the news. Every day, the first openly gay baseball player. What is the purpose of it all? To desensitize you. To get you to the point where you don't even care anymore. The first time it comes out, there's a big uproar. Everybody says, oh, this is terrible. People go out in the streets and demonstrate, you know. I thought, Rob, praise God for the French. They've got something. Next announcement in another country. Oh, a small demonstration. Comes to the third country. Okay, just another one. Okay, so there's two conditions: apostasy and the man of sin.
Dvě podmínky, odpadnutí nebo vzpoura a člověk hřícha.
By the way, what happened to the rapture? How can Christ come? We haven't been raptured.
Co vytržení?
No, I'm saying that as if this is what the church should be saying today about what Paul wrote. If Paul believed in the pre-tribulation rapture, wouldn't this be the place he should have said it?
Jinými slovy, kdyby Pavel věřil ve vytržení, které přijde před soužením, tohle by bylo asi místo, kde by to vytržení zmínil.
Paul didn't believe it, otherwise he would have said three things have to happen. The falling away, the rapture of the church, and the Antichrist.
Kdyby tomu Pavel věřil, tak by tady napsal ještě třetí věc. Napsal by odpadnutí, zjevení člověka hřícha a vytržení. A on to tam nenapsal.
My, where's the time going? Okay, so he comes down here to verse 15.
A pak se dostane až do verše 15.
He says, I know your works.
A říká, znám vaše skutky, znám tvoje skutky.
By the way, are you called Patmos?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Patmos.
Here's a message from the Lord. Patmos, I know your works.
A jinými slovy, Bůh říká, Patmosy, znám tvoje skutky.
Did that surprise you?
Překvapuje vás to?
Are you okay with that?
Yeah.
Co jinak?
Okay.
Je to tak dobré, že Bůh říká, Patmosy, znám tvoje skutky?
Has it been a while since you've read these letters?
Kdy jste naposledy četli tyhle dopisy?
Probably has.
Very simply.
No. Oh, recently?
We are studying them.
Okay, well that's good. This is timely then.
We have a children's work for the last 2 months. We just covered this chapter 2 and 3 now.
Okay. Did you notice that he said the same word to every church? It's been a while for me. I went back this afternoon and I looked. We said it to every church. He said it to Ephesus. He said it to Smyrna. He said it to Thyatira. He said it to Philadelphia. He said to everyone, I know your works. And he said something about their works. By the way, what good are works? What good are they?
Čemu jsou skutky?
Can't we just be righteous and not have any works?
To pak nemůžeme být spravedliví a nepotřebujeme činit nějaké skutky.
What did you say, sister?
It shows our faith.
Mm-hmm. Could you get saved by doing good things? If you're kind to people and you give to the poor and you're not cruel to people and you know, you don't swear and you don't steal and you don't do immoral things and you die, wouldn't that get you to heaven? You're saying no? Okay, I'm agreeing with you. You know, I went back and looked. Didn't we hear a lot about the rich young ruler? Oh, you weren't in... Yeah, you were. You were in Luton. Didn't we hear a lot about the rich young ruler? Okay. And the story of the rich young ruler is found in Matthew, Mark, and Luke. And what did that man ask of Jesus? First of all, he said, "Good master." And Jesus challenged him, "Why are you calling me good?" He wanted the man to acknowledge that there is only one who is good, and that is God. And so, what did the man want to get? What did he want? He wanted eternal life. Okay? And so he said, "Good master, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Give me the key. I got my little book out. What must I do? I'll write it down. Now, one of the passages says he was rich. The other two just says he was a young man. So, what would society say to you today if you were to say, "What must I do?" What would society tell you? Jesus had his word. What would the world say? The good people of the world. Suppose you were Bill Gates coming to society and say, what should I do? I've got a lot of money. I'd like to be remembered in perpetuity. I'd like a good remembrance. And somebody must have said, "Well, you should establish the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, and you should give money to people in Africa." I mean, you don't have to give it all away, but you know, give a small percent and just say how many million it is, and people will really be impressed. And you'll be doing a lot of good for the world. Isn't that what society believes about somebody like that? The Rockefeller Foundation. But people forget how the Rockefeller Foundation got all their money. The unrighteous things they did to people. But now it's all good. Their grandchildren are running a good foundation. Yeah. So society says has a different way of thinking about this, doesn't it?
Takže společnost má celý jiný pohled na tyhle věci, je to tak?
But Jesus answered to this man, and there was another man that came. Remember the story of the Good Samaritan?
Vzpomeňte ještě na ten příběh o dobrém Samaritánu.
He came with the same question: What must I do?
Stejnou otázku, co mám dělat?
So to say what must I do is you're saying there must be works that I can do that I will accomplish eternal life. So you see, Jesus did not tell this man to establish a foundation, an organization to give to the poor, and go ahead and keep preaching prosperity and do as well as you can. No. He looked right into the man's soul. He asked the man, you know, well, what have you done so far? Well, he said, I've kept every law. I've kept all the commandments. I mean, I've no steal, no adultery, no honor my mother and father. I've done them all. In fact, I've done them all from the time I was young. Very young. Now, Jesus didn't argue with the man. He didn't say, oh no, I remember. No, when you were 14 years old, I remember you lied to your father. No, he didn't tell him any of that. He just looked at him and kind of nodded. Okay. So you want to know what your problem is? You really want to know how to have eternal life? You've got one problem. You have an idol. It's called your money. Your possessions. Your farm. Your business. Your factory. Whatever it is. All your camels. I don't know what the man owned. He said, you need to get rid of it all. Oh, don't just waste it. Give it to the poor. Sell all that you have. He didn't tell him to take it to the dump. He said, sell it. Do something good with it. Get some money out of it. And give it to the poor. Now, the man probably would have liked, can we negotiate a little bit?
Možná ten mladík měl takovou, jak jsem to říkal, můžem se o tom trošku více si o tom popovídat.
Could it work all right if I give 50%?
Bude stačit, když prodám a rozdám 50%?
No, that's too much. No, you can't keep 50%.
Ne, 50% to je to nic.
If you'd let me keep 10%, I'm sure I can get it back again, because I know how to invest.
Aspoň 10%. Když si budu moct nechat 10%, tak za to všechno vrátí. Ty toho investor.
I'm a good investor. I got here from nothing.
Dobrý investor.
And I can get there again.
A znovu se tam můžu dostat.
No. You have got a disease.
Ale on říká, ne, to je nemoc.
You cannot get your mind off this stuff.
Ty nejsi schopen z těch peněz pustit svoje mysli.
I used to say every day you would run to the Wall Street Journal and check your stock.
Člověk by možná řekl přeneseně, jako moderní mluvě, že někdo, kdo každý den běží na Wall Street a tam se přidívá, jak se mu pohybují akcie.
Are you aware of the torment that these billionaires live in?
Dokážete si představit ten momentální stav,
no,
ve kterém žijí lidé, kteří mají miliardy?
No, they don't wait till this Wall Street Journal comes out. They are watching it on their computer 24/7.
24/7 mají otevřené své počítače a sledujou pohyby na burze, jak klesají a stoupají ceny akcí a toho jejich majetku a toho všeho.
I saw an interview with a man who does this. The interviewer, he opened up his whole life to this interviewer.
He
lived in a tiny little apartment somewhere on Manhattan, New York City, somewhere near Wall Street. The man could not sleep 8 hours at night. He would get up at a certain hour and he would check the opening stock in Hong Kong. Five hours before New York, he would have to check the London Exchange. As soon as the bell rang, he had to be checking down there at Wall Street. He watched it all day long. He'd go to bed, he'd get up, he'd go to bed, he'd get up, he'd go. And they said to the man, "Don't you have any life? I mean, do you ever go socially with people?"
Jak žiješ, nemáš jako žádné, jak vlastně využíváš ten život, nemáš žádnou společnost, přátelé, nic.
No, I don't have time.
Ne, nemám na to čas.
And he was making piles of money, and he had clients. He was making piles of money for his clients.
Vydělával hromady peněz, on měl klienty, kteří vydělávali hromady peněz.
And Jesus knew something about this man. He said, "You've got a disease." I'm saying that. He said, "The only cure for your disease is to get rid of it all, give it to the poor, and then you can come and follow me." And following me, we don't look for all that. I don't preach prosperity.
Jediný způsob, jak můžeš být vyléčen z té tvojí nemoci, je všeho se toho vzdát a pak mě následuj.
Now, you say, "Oh, that's such an unusual case." You know, when Jesus finished talking to his disciples about this, do you know what their response was? He told the disciples, that it is impossible for a rich man to come into the kingdom of heaven like a camel going through the eye of a needle. But what does that do for your prosperity teaching? But you know what the disciples said? They said, "I don't think any of us can be saved." And then you know what Peter, I think it was in Luke, where Peter stood up and said, "Well, we've given everything up to follow you." Love you, Peter, don't you? Peter always had an answer. I'm so glad Peter was there. Because he was saying all the stuff that we would be thinking of saying. John was too shy to say it. You say it, Peter. Find out what he has to say. God bless you. Don't you love them? They were just wonderful guys. But it didn't take them long to figure it out. None of us can be saved. And he said, "With men it's impossible, but with God all things are possible." In other words, God can keep you in balance. This man is out of balance. And this is the doctor's prescription. It's your only cure. Amen. Alright, we gotta go back to Laodicea. Oh, my goodness. Oh, dear, the time is going. We haven't got past two verses, have we? I know that you are, I wish you were cold or hot, but you aren't either one. You're lukewarm. How do you like lukewarm? Are there any tea drinkers here? Like me? How do you make tea? But it's too hot to drink. Why do you make it like that? Do you know what Brother Mark does? He gets it real hot, puts the tea bag in, and then when it gets dark enough, he takes it out, and he goes to the refrigerator, and he gets four ice cubes. But you guys don't have many ice cubes here, so you put milk in. Amen. So you like it hot, and do any of you ever drink Coke or Pepsi? Have you ever drunk it? Are you allowed to look at it sometimes? Okay. And do you drink that hot? Like, do you boil that and drink it like tea? No? Is it okay to drink that with some ice? In America it is. I know in Europe they drink lukewarm things. Anyway, you're supposed to drink that cold. Yeah, you know. Right. So you drink tea hot, you drink coffee, you make it hot, and what it does the flavor, it brings the nice flavor out of it, right? Okay. But you don't like it in between.
No.
And God does not like people that are in between either. You mean God likes cold people? No. He likes hot people. Now, why does he say, I wish you were either hot or cold? Because if you were cold, I can deal with you, and you will admit that you're not hot. You know, I think it's easier to deal with a drunk alcoholic laying in the street in the gutter than it is to deal with a quote-unquote closet alcoholic. Oh, I'm not an alcoholic. I mean, I keep a bottle under my desk and I carry it in my pocket. But no, I can function perfectly well. You know? But you go up to the drunk in laying in the gutter. You're a drunk. You know that? You're a filthy drunk. Yeah, I know. I'm just a terrible old drunk. What can he say? He's a drunk. He's cold. You know, I think you'd get that man saved quicker. I'm not saying they all get saved. They have a terrible thing to overcome. But you see, the man who is lukewarm, he's got enough warmth that he'll fight you. He'll tell you he's doing good things. He'll tell you his heart is warm. He tells you how he prays, you know, and how he blesses his food. And
vám řekne, a má sobě dostatek toho tepla na to, aby vám odporoval, aby se s vámi hádal, aby vám říkal, co všechno dělá, jak se modlí, a jak dělá tohleto, a jak dělá tamto.
Není k němu přístup. So what does God say about the man that's neither hot nor cold? What am I going to do with it? I get it in my mouth, I don't like the taste, what's going to happen?
Nemá to vůbec stejnou chuť, co s ním?
Tell me, what's he going to do?
Spit it out.
Do you know I looked that word up? Did you ever look that word up?
Už jste někdy si tohleto slovo to vyplivnul, tady to slovo, které zadušité, někdy jste se našli?
That meaning also says I will vomit you up.
To není jenom vyplivnul, ono to znamená vyvracet.
That isn't quite the same as...
To není jenom...
That is... vomiting. I looked it up one time. Am I right? Yes. Vomit. I will vomit you up. Now, wait, no, I know it sounds ugly. You're big boys and girls. You can understand what I'm going to say. A thing that would make you vomit has got to be something pretty bad. I remember one time that somebody, I forget just how it was, I got a glimpse of what it would be to go into a terrible kind of situation. I got a glimpse of it in my spirit.
Jednou jsem v duchu viděl takovou scénu, obraz toho, kdy jsem se blížil do nějaké velmi...
And for a minute, I could almost see myself submitting into this thing. For a second. You know, it was so repulsive to me that I almost felt like going out the door and vomiting. When I realized the horrible condition it would have me in, to do that.
Mě přišlo porozumění, jak příšerná situace, jak hroznou situaci by to narodilo v mém životě, že se na mě všechno pozdvihlo a měl jsem pocit, že musím vyběhnout ven, že budu vrátit.
All right, so let's try to finish up here. Oh my goodness. Let's try to finish up here with verse 16 and 17.
Takže ven 16 a 17, tady to je pasáži.
How God sees you and how you think of yourself.
Jak vás vidí Bůh a jak vidíte sami sebe?
How many of you know that if we don't see the same as God, it's called being deceived?
A víte všichni, že vidět sebe sama jinak, než jak vás vidí Bůh, znamená, že jste klamete, že jste v klamu?
See, here's what God says, here's what you think about yourself.
Bůh říká,
he says,
tohle ty o sobě myslíš, takhle vidíš ty sám sebe.
He says, you say, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing. All right? This is the way you see yourself.
Nebo pravíš, to je tvůj pohled tady. A ty říkáš, bohatý jsem, zbohatl jsem, žádného nepotřebuji.
How many of you believe you have more wealth now than you had 20 years ago?
Máte pocit, že máte dnešní od největší bohatství před 20 lety? Souhlasíte se mnou?
How many of you remember a time, I'm talking to adults now, you remember a time when you didn't own a car? You couldn't afford a car, and you probably believed that you would never own a car.
Yes.
You know, there's people in other countries that are in that same condition. Do you know what they would think about you? That you're very rich. How many of you remember those little tiny apartments that you used to live in 12 stories high and somewhere in Prague? You have a nicer place in the country now, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you don't even have to rent anymore. You're increased in goods. Is that true? Are you not increased in goods? I mean, don't deny it. Doesn't mean it's bad. Okay, so he said, this is what you as a church think of yourself. Oh, by the way, and as a church, you're saying, I don't have need of anything. Now, suppose I'm to go down to, oh, I don't know, let's pick a name. Let's say a Baptist. Is there a big Baptist church somewhere in Prague? All right. I go down, I knock on the door of the pastor's house, and I say, I have a word for your church. God has given me a word. Well, who are you? Did headquarters send you? The superintendent? Did they have superintendents? Or the Assembly of God, we could go down there. No, listen. We're okay. We have our own preachers. We have our own evangelists. We have our own teachers. And really, we're scheduled up for the next year. You gotta. We can't work you in, and really, we don't need what you have anyway. We're doing pretty good. Yeah. So we have need of nothing. Okay. And here's what God sees. God says, and you don't know that you are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked.
Ale nevíš, že jsi bídný, politování hodný, chudý, slepý, nahý.
Wretched.
Bídný.
What was the next one? Wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked.
Chudý, slepý, nahý.
Mm-hmm. You're self-sufficient.
Vystačíš se sám.
But you're wretched.
Ale jsi bídný.
Wretched means you are profoundly unhappy.
Ten stav bídy znamená, že jsi hluboce nešťastný.
You're unfortunate.
Jsi nešťastný.
You don't have good quality of life. You're really.
Nežiješ kvalitně. Tvůj život tě nedává. Ten život není kvalitní, není hodnotný, nemá hodnotu v sobě.
You're miserable. How many believe there are miserable people in church? You're inadequate, you're pitiable. You say a lot of other things. You're poor. How can I be poor? I mean, I got a big income, I got a good bank account, I own my house, I own two nice cars, you know. I'm getting a new BMW next week. How can you say I'm poor? You're really lacking, is what it means. Your spiritual worth. Your spiritual worth is what I see. You
know,
you're not rich in the things of God. Amen. You're blind. Blind? What's blind mean? It means sightless. Listen to this. Unable or unwilling to see.
Slepý znamená být buď neschopen, anebo být neochotný vidět.
So, if what I'm saying, you say, I don't know, I just don't see it. I don't get it. No. You're talking about things I can't see.
Někdo říká, nevidím to. To mě nějak nedoplakává, nevidím to, nepochytám to.
If you were honest, you might say, I don't want to see what you're talking about.
Když člověk byl upřímný, tak by řekl, já nechci vidět.
So therefore I'm blind. Yeah, that's Jesus. That's what it means. And now let's get to the part of naked.
A pak se tady píše o nahotě.
Running around without clothes.
To znamená to, že chodí bez šatů.
Naked means being devoid of clothing.
Nahota znamená nedostatek překrytí.
Yeah, I mean even if you're wearing a ring, you're still naked.
Když člověk má prstínek, tak je stále ještě nahý.
What is that spiritually?
Co to znamená duchovně?
To be without clothes.
Co to znamená duchovně?
What should we be clothed with?
Righteousness.
And whose righteousness? My own righteousness?
Spravedlnost.
The righteousness of God.
Boží spravedlnost je překrytí.
What was the problem with Adam and Eve after they sinned?
Adam s Evou měli problém, když zašli. Co bylo jim problém?
They had lost the covering of the anointing of God.
Ztratili překrytí Božího pomazání.
They, in the natural, nothing had changed. But in the spiritual, all of a sudden, you know, their eyes were opened and they realized.
Ale v tom duchovním smyslu byly jejich oči najednou otevřeny a oni si uvědomili.
Now the problem with this church, he said, you're blind. So this is their spiritual condition, but they don't see it.
Tohle je duchovní stav té církve, ale oni to nevidí.
And when God looks at him,
dívá,
he says, I see you, but you aren't wearing anything of my righteousness at all. I can see right through you.
Hledím na tebe, ale ty nemáš žádný oděv mojí spravedlnosti.
So in other words, all of your unrighteousness is exposed before my eyes. That's all I see. I cannot see the blood of Jesus on you.
Všechna tvoje nepravost a nespravedlnost je odhalena mým očím. Nevidím tě překrytého krví Kristovou.
I see your pitiful attempt at good works to try to impress me.
Vidím, jak se tady vidně snažíš na mě udělat dojem s těmi dobrými zkusky.
But I'm not impressed.
Ale na mě to nedělá dobrý dojem.
And my cure for this is, first of all, you need the real gold, and I want you to buy it from me.
Potřebuješ zlato, a to zlato musíš koupit ode mě.
Buy from me gold.
Koup ode mě zlato.
What kind of gold?
Jaké zlato?
Tried in the fire.
To zlato musí být pročištěné z ohně.
And what is gold?
O čem je zlato?
The nature of God.
Jako Boží charakter, Boží charakter.
And how do you get the nature of God?
Jak člověk získá Boží charakter?
How do you get it, sister?
Jak se změníš?
And how do you change?
Změnou. Jak se změníš?
You just sit down one day and say, I think I'm going to change.
Člověk se sedne jednoho dne a řekne si, myslím, že se změním.
And how do you repent?
Jako třeba činit pokání. A jak činit pokání?
You repent and you change because of persecution and tribulation.
Člověk činí pokání a mění se, když zažívá tlaky, pronásledování.
How do you repent of pride?
Jak člověk činí pokání z pýchy?
You know, proud people will never admit that they're proud because they're too proud to.
Pyšný člověk nikdy nepřizná, že je pyšný, protože je pyšný.
So how does a proud person find out that he needs to repent?
Jak ten pyšný člověk většinou přijde na to, že potřebuje činit pokání?
He needs to go into some circumstances and tribulation and find out how horrible he is.
Musí se dostat do určitých situací, okolností, které mu zjeví, ale se to uvědomí, jak je na tom bídně.
He needs to find out that God is not at all impressed with his good works.
Musí přijít na to, že Bůh není, že na Boha vůbec nedělají dojem všechny jeho dobré.
He needs to find out he's not near as important as he thought he was.
Musí se dostat do bodu, kdy zjistí, že zdaleka není tak důležitý a nepostradatelný, jak si myslel.
And it all comes about with being in the fire.
A všechno to přichází, to porozumění v ohni.
And when one is in the fire, what does one do?
A když je člověk v ohni, co dělá?
One does a lot of crying.
Člověk v ohni křičí, volá.
In particular, crying to God.
A volá k Bohu.
And one has to go a long period of time and find out that I can't do anything about it. And God, if you don't help me, I'm going to die. I'm going to sink. Then you find out how important you are, which is almost nothing. And that only God can save you. And He will save you. The next thing, there's just two, I'll be quick here. Gold tried in the fire, that you will really be rich. That'll make you rich now.
Takže když získáš slovo zkouvované ohněm, tehdy budeš skutečně bohatý.
White raiment, that you might be clothed.
Roucho bílé, abys oblečen byl.
And we don't really have time to talk about the white raiment, but it's what the bride is going to wear. The white raiment.
Nemáme už asi moc času mluvit o bílém rouchu, ale to je jednoduše.
To cover your shame and your nakedness.
Abys oblečen byl a neokazovala se hanba na hoty tvé.
And anoint your eyes with eye salve that you might see.
A oči svých pomáš mastí, abys viděl.
Do you know the one thing I remember about Laodicea?
Víte jedna věc, kterou si pamatuju o Laodiceji?
They had a little factory or something there. And they were famous for making eye salve.
Byli prosazeni tím, že dělali nějaké ty oční kapky nebo masky.
Ophthalmic ointment.
Takový nějaký ophthalmoseptantek.
And Jesus is using a little play on something that they will understand.
Tady používá takovou trošku slovní hříčku, protože mluví o něčem, co oni dobře znali v té Laodiceji.
In other words, doctor, you need to use your own medicine spiritually.
Jiný slovy, doktore, ty potřebuješ použít svoji vlastní medicínu, ale duchovně.
So he's telling the church, he said, I love you, and that's why I'm being so hard on you.
Miluji vás, a proto jsem na vás tak přísný.
And when I rebuke you, then you have the ability to repent.
A když vás napomenu, tak v té chvíli budete mít schopnost činit pokání.
How many of you know that a rebuke is kind of a stinging thing?
Kdo z vás ví, že to napomenutí je takové, je to jako když vás něco zbodne, není to příjemné.
How many of you like being rebuked?
Kdo z vás má rád napomínání?
Amen.
Amen.
But I should say, how many of your flesh likes being rebuked?
Možná to položím jinak otázku.
You were answering from the spirit.
Kdo z vás
No.
My
flesh would not like such a thing.
My tělesnost nerada.
It's awfully hard on your pride.
Protože takové napomenutí, to je.
So, but the Lord says, I love you.
A Bůh říká, miluji vás.
And He's saying that I'm at the door. I'm knocking on your door, by the way.
Stojím za dveřmi. A kluču na
ty dveře. Isn't it sad that Jesus is outside of the church? Knocking on the door to get into the church. In other words, he's saying the Spirit has left this church. And I'd like to get back in. Amen. And I'll come in and have fellowship with you. And he says, and if you overcome, you can sit with me in the throne. Amen. God bless you.
Amen.